I exist like the sea of clouds underneath, still covering, raining, disintegrating.
My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Oliver Lake. Oliver Lake, born the 14th of September in 1942 in Marianna, Arkansas, became a well-known jazz saxophonist, flutist, and composer. Most famously, co-founding the World Saxophone Quartet in 1977. As Lake articulated in this world a what was called black consciousness, a sense of music that was inspired by African jazz and funk, he, along with the World Saxophone Quartet, became conveners as well as signifiers of a music that both uplifted and challenged American society. When we hear Oliver Lake, when we hear the World Saxophone Quartet, we hear a sound that is robust. We hear a message that brings out into the world that we will not be afraid of our identity. And in fact, it opens up a curiosity, not only for African Americans, but for each of us to lend ourselves to learning who we are. As we become with intention, we are able to be much more sensitive to our neighbors. We are able to appreciate the dissonances that exist in our relationships together without having to feel that we need to pave them over in order to get along or to display a false modicum of tolerance. Oliver Lake asks us to rise up from the civilizing presence that gets us through the day and asks us to ask deep questions of ourselves. How can one take the most essential aspects of identity and bring them into a larger world without sacrificing their power? And that, to me, is what Oliver Lake and the World Saxophone Quartet has done. They have taken the radicalism of the Black Power movement of the 60s and transmogrified it into a quartet, classic, cultural, acceptable, that if one hears, one hears with a sense of pride, of uplift, and also with a sense of ineffable dread of saying, this music moves me in many directions. It moves me to explore my best self, and it moves me to explore the holes within my own soul. How do we cloak our most essential beliefs? How do we speak without really communicating? And as we ask ourselves those Orwellian questions, Oliver Lake can teach us that what we have most to say can be communicated in plainest view. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Use and Bruise, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.